Governor Baker is ordering Massachusetts hospitals to postpone non-essential elective surgeries. The reason is to free up resources for a possible surge in patients who need COVID-19 treatment. WBUR's Angus Chen reports hospitals are already in emergency planning mode.
Tufts Medical Center has activated a team tasked with organizing a hospital-wide response to an emergency. It's what doctors call an incident command center. In this case, the emergency is the new coronavirus. Dr. Shira Daron is the hospital's epidemiologist.
Some key hospital leaders sitting around a table and discussing strategy, a lot of whiteboards and pieces of paper taped to the wall and things like that.
Hospitals all around the country are doing the same thing. One of the most pressing concerns is simply where they'll put all the patients who may need intensive care. Daron says they're searching for every possible place to set up extra beds, if it comes to that.
Yeah, it could be open spaces, it could be auditoriums, or it could be physical therapy, treatment areas, research areas, things like that.
Hospitals are struggling with other challenges now, too. Daron says protective gear, like fitted masks, could run out. She says hospitals are already conserving those masks for procedures with the highest risk of infection.
So that adds an element of, frustration to our preparedness.
There might also be personnel shortages, as more doctors, nurses, and other health professionals are needed to treat an influx of critically ill patients. Plus, Daron says there's a limited number of key specialists in each hospital. So she says doctors at Tufts are giving each other crash courses in their specialties so that someone else can step in if necessary.
That's just in case you get sick and can't work anymore?
Well, it's not just about getting sick, right? It's about getting exhausted.
Doctors may get exhausted with the added burden of more patients who need intensive care. Nobody knows exactly how many patients that might be, but epidemiologists analyzed the outbreak in Wuhan, China, to estimate the potential need in the U.S.
And the result is quite sobering, I guess.
That's Luo Ran Li, a doctoral student at Harvard University. She published her analysis in a public online archive for medical research.
Maybe we would have just enough ICU beds in the U.S. to treat the critically ill COVID patients, but that's the total number of ICU beds in the U.S.
Lee's study hasn't been reviewed by independent experts yet, but it suggests that hospitals may need 3 times more ICU beds than they currently have available to keep up with the coronavirus. Some hospitals have begun winding down certain non-essential care. Dr. Ravin Davidoff is the chief medical officer at Boston Medical Center. He says these measures free up staff for departments that might have greater need.
This is a crisis that none of us have ever experienced before. I think we have a deep commitment to our patients and principal commitment to our employees to keep them safe.
Davidoff says the hospital is also expanding resources for employees to make sure the medical staff stays healthy and to help them cope with the stress they may encounter through the coming weeks. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.